Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are not flying surveillance balloons over China. I'm not aware of any other craft that we're flying over into Chinese airspace.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby addressed concerns raised by the Chinese government about the U.S. flying intelligence balloons into their airspace. The U.S. shot down a balloon from China gathering intelligence on the U.S. and several other unidentified flying objects in the past few days. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the crafts are still being investigated. 5 years after the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, survivors are opening up about gun violence in schools. According to the K-12 school shooting database, there were 114 school shooting events in 2020, climbing to 250 in 2021 and 300 in 2022. Delaney Tarr, a co-founder of the March for Our Lives, described how the shooting has impacted her.
I don't know if we ever really understood how we were going to have longevity. That was a big concern for us, but it was also, once again, a symptom of trauma. Can't really look into the future at all. So we didn't have the ability to say, where will we be 5 years from now? Our goal, of course, was to not have to exist 5 years from now.
After the mass shootings at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, and in Buffalo in 2022, lawmakers passed legislation encouraging states to pass red flag laws, which allow groups to petition courts to remove weapons from threatening people and expanded background checks for people wanting to buy guns. During the National Association of Counties Legislative Conference, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy addressed what has been the cause of declining youth mental health. He noted that while the youth mental health crisis has been exacerbated by the pandemic, there is another layer to it.
Behind the youth mental health crisis is a mental health crisis among parents who are struggling themselves to figure out how to care for their children while they themselves are dealing with stress and anxiety, often at unprecedented levels.
Kari Lake, the former Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate, still claims she won the 2022 election, parroting rhetoric from former President Donald Trump. During a speech to an Iowa Republican women's group, Lake said she's committed to her case, even if this means going all the way to the Supreme Court. She's confident the Arizona Court of Appeals decision will prove she won once and for all.
We're about to find out truly how corrupt our system is, because we have a mountain of evidence, and we have the law on our side. And if we cannot contest elections that are dirty, rotten, horrible, stolen elections, then we're in trouble.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.